Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Northeast Philly Democratic State Senator Jimmy Dillon has conceded his race to Republican Joe Picozzi. While Republicans do pick up a Senate seat in Philadelphia for the first time in years, the party breakdown of each chamber in the General Assembly will remain the same, as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
With all the races called but votes still to be counted, Republicans maintain a 28-22 majority in the Pennsylvania Senate, while Democrats hang on to their one-seat majority in the state House. House Democratic leaders say their continued majority is an affirmation of their agenda, and in their words, a credit to the pragmatic and moderate stewardship of House Democrats and Governor Josh Shapiro. But Republican strategist Aaron Cohen says Democrats need to figure out how to work with the one-seat majority to avoid the stops and starts of last session.
I think a lot of people in their hearts, both Republicans and Democrats, would have loved a slightly more definitive outcome for the state House.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Joe Pittman says they can continue to demonstrate divided government is not dysfunctional government, adding they'll work to compromise where they see fit, but they're not going to compromise their principles in what he calls the electoral mandate we've been given. Police say they shot and killed a 47-year-old man after he led officers on a wild car chase Sunday night in West Philadelphia. Investigators say the suspect was involved in a domestic disturbance prior to fleeing the scene in a stolen car. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from police headquarters.
It started about 6 last night at 54th and Chancellor in West Philly. Police say a woman called 911 after her boyfriend fired a shot in the house. Police say an officer who responded then saw the suspect outside, carjacking someone. That victim, Tony, spoke with NBC 10, and he says he was in the neighborhood to give a friend a ride during halftime of the Eagles game, but he was confronted by the suspect.
I tried to start talking to him, trying to talk him down from doing whatever he was about to do. And he got closer to me, he swung at me, and I blocked it. He's tried to hit me with the gun.
Police say the officer fired a shot, but the guy managed to get away in the pickup truck, so cops followed. Close to 2 miles away, he stopped at 52nd and Woodland. Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor says there was a confrontation with two officers who fired shots at the man.
He was hit by gunfire. We're not sure if he was hit on Chancellor and here or was hit at one of the two locations.
Authorities say the two officers involved, both in their mid-20s, have a combined 8 years on the force. The sergeant, a 34-year-old with 10 years on the force. Two treasure hunters trawling the Cooper River in New Jersey were hoping to find some valuable metals. Instead, police say they found an explosive. KYW's Matt Coughlin, the details.
Saturday afternoon, two would-be treasure hunters were magnet fishing over the side of the Cuthbert Boulevard Bridge in Cherry Hill, dragging a magnet across the bottom of the Cooper River below. About 12:30, they struck something and hauled it up out of the water. When they saw their find, they called police. The shell was heavily crusted with grime, so much the shape was distorted, but it was clearly an explosive. Police say it is an old military projectile that appears to have been submerged for a long period of time.
The Camden County Bomb Squad took possession of the weapon. Philadelphia native Judith Jameson has died at the age of 81. She was an internationally acclaimed ballet dancer who later served as artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater for 2 decades. When black ballet dancers were rare, she began dancing with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater in 1965. Tall, graceful, and expressive, Jameson became one of the company's most famous performers and a muse for Ailey. She danced with the Ailey Company for 15 years before leaving to perform on Broadway and as a guest artist with other ballet companies. Jameson later returned to the Ailey Company as its artistic director. Several hundred Philadelphia voters may not have their ballots counted unless they verify their ID by Tuesday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports they won't change the outcome of any race, but election officials want to be sure every vote is counted.
The city commissioners have posted a list of some 600 voters who need to submit proof of identification before their mail-in ballots can be counted. Commissioner Lisa Dealey says they can fax, email, or even phone in the information.
We set up a special voicemail just for this.
That number is 215-686-3469. The commissioners are also still counting provisional ballots, even though, again, they won't alter the results. Senator Bob Casey's campaign has been holding out hope that provisional ballots could make a difference in his race, which has been called for Republican David McCormick.
Those familiar with the process say that's nearly impossible statistically, though it could narrow the margin to trigger an instant recount. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW. KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.